Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
마태복음 16장 24절 말씀 봉독하겠습니다.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen.
Before I begin the message, let me briefly tell you about the mission trip to Penang Manmin Deaf Church in Malaysia. We had three handkerchief prayer meetings for 3 days, and the third handkerchief prayer meetings was held in Penang Manmin Deaf Church, along with the 7th anniversary celebration. God showed us a circular rainbow around the plane, both when we were leaving and when we were coming back. Also, He showed one at lunchtime. He showed one at lunchtime after the visitation on the last day. God gave a lot of rain for an hour before we arrived at Malaysia and right before the end of the anniversary celebration so that we could arrive in the cool weather and we could have the outdoor meal after the event. Otherwise, the weather would be so hot. So, after the celebration event, we could have an outdoor meal. Penang Manmin Deaf Church met its 7th anniversary. In spite of the characteristics of a Muslim country and of the poor situation of a deaf-mute church, the ministering pastor, Chi Chung-hun, has taught his church members emphasizing on the circumcision of heart, according to the Shepherd's Message of Holiness. As a result, the members have changed to enjoy health and financial blessing, as much as their souls have prospered. Now, the church became independent in finance. So, they supported our mission trip team. It's been spread to have 6 branch churches in Thailand and 5 in Malaysia as of now. The whole number of attending members is about 200. And it's the biggest deaf-mute church in Southeast Asia. Also, through the simultaneous sign language website called Nephesis, it delivers the word to other countries in Asia, France, the Faroe Islands, and India. It's playing a great role in world mission for deaf-mute members. Also, as the church members have a great longing for the Shepherd and New Jerusalem, they decorated the whole sanctuary with heaven-reminding decoration. As you can see, 28 people were healed at the summer retreat. Almost 100 people from 6 different countries of Malaysia, Thailand, Myanmar, and Faroe Island, and India and Korea attended the meeting for both first and second day. On the third day, which was the last day, 172 people attended. Because many of them had been changed to become healthy in spirit and body and were healed through the broadcast summer retreat, there were not many patients. 15 people on the first day and 13 people on the second day, 11 people on the third day. And even after the mission trip, 3 more people were healed. So, 41 people in total were healed through this trip. It was not many in a quantitative, but you know, for the in quality, it was a wonderful trip where the amazing power of recreation of the Shepherd was manifested. Well, before I led the meeting, my mind was different. You know, after I came back, senior pastor said, this mission trip must have been a great experience for me. When I thought deeply about his word, I could realize something big. When I visited for the handkerchief prayer meeting in 2011 and 2013, you know, my mind was all about how to manifest the power of the Shepherd more greatly. But this time, well, it would be great if the power of the Shepherd would be manifested greatly, but I only wanted the deaf-mute people to feel the heart and love of the Shepherd through my visit. However, something strange happened. At the first day meeting, many of church workers who received the handkerchief prayer cried, being touched by the love of the shepherd. And then, from the second day and onward, six deaf-mute came to hear, and on the first day, three people and three more people. Three more people after the trip came to hear. Totally 12 deaf-mute were healed of their deafness. While preparing this sermon, I checked it again and found that 23 more people came to hear. So that's, I would say, for over 3 weeks after the mission trip, 23 more people were able to hear. So there are 35 were healed total.
Hallelujah.
There was a reason for this. As I prayed for everyone with the handkerchief after the preaching the sermon on both days, I felt it a little hard. But because people attended with a longing heart, even on the third day, I thought of the senior pastor and prayed once more for the all 172 people to be able to hear. Well, I asked them to put the patient's name on their chest. So I had to ask their name one by one. From time to time, I have to give counseling. Well, there was one male member. He had a problem with the skin disease. But, you know, the skin disease is due to not washing well. So I asked him, and he said he didn't wash himself well. So I asked him to wash himself well. So anyway, I had to pray one by one. So on the first day, it took 3.5 hours. Second day, about 3 hours. So I was kind of tired. But, you know, they came to the prayer meeting with the longing heart, you know, as you learn from senior pastor. You know, senior pastor prays for those, you know, who don't have longing heart, right? So on the third day, I made up my mind, and I prayed for all 172 people. Then, God worked amazingly. Three more people worked. But the work of the power of the shepherd works continually, so I asked them to pray continually. You know, they are very pure in their heart, right? So after the prayer, a week later, 2 weeks later, there are more people coming to hear well. So there are even more people at this time to be able to listen and hear. All glory be to God, okay? So Father God worked amazingly. Later, I told the senior pastor that such works happened when I delivered the message and prayed for them only with the heart and love of the shepherd. Then he said, I got the right point. He gave an example of Pastor Grace Lee in Nepal. Although she is a female minister, female pastor, because she only thinks about the shepherd and depends on the shepherd only, she could have such a great revival in her church. Let me tell you more about the healing testimonies of deaf people. A female member from Thailand couldn't come to attend the summer retreat because of her financial situation. But she attended this handkerchief prayer meeting. This time, with a longing heart, then she came to be healed. Most of them, except her, began to hear a little bit before, but through this handkerchief prayer meeting, they came to hear more clearly. Well, some said they had come to distinguish human voice from other sounds. Some said that they could hear their own voice and counted numbers in a loud voice. What I was more grateful for is that one person who was not healed only from the 28 people who attended the summer retreat came to hear at this handkerchief prayer meeting. Just as Pastor Su Jin Lee read in the altar, she was from India. She attended the summer retreat to be healed of her serious bloody discharge. Then, this time, she was healed of her deafness. There was another reason for her to be healed. She was not healed during the summer retreat. You know about homosexuality, right? So she was in trouble like that. But she wanted to be pregnant. But she couldn't get pregnant. So because of that, she felt trouble. But this time, I could see her filled with the Holy Spirit this time when I visited her. And then I was told that she was able to hear. We gotta have this kind of faith, when we look at Father God and think of the Lord and the Shepherd. And no matter what kind of situation you are in, you should be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There is another testimony. Because the deaf mute people don't have many opportunities of education, many of them work in farms or hard physical labor job. No. Naturally, many of them suffer from pain on their shoulders, back, and knees. But people were healed of such pains after receiving the prayer. There was another member who was hurried to come to the airport to welcome our mission team. By accident, he got his toe stuck in a doorway from his character of rushing. But after shaking hands with me, he was healed of that severe pain. No matter whether it was by accident or not, because he got hurt while coming to meet me, I might felt so sorry. But, God worked on him, looking at his longing heart, not to make me feel sorry. Well, there is an extraordinary testimony. Some and the deaf, mute people from Myanmar wanted to come, but because they couldn't get the visa, they attended a meeting through the screen in Thailand and received the prayer, transcending space and time. After receiving prayer, a female member was healed of her in the feebleness of the body right away. And the after effect of thyroid surgery disappeared. When she gave her testimony, all the members gave a standing ovation to glorify God. As I conclude this in the mission trip report, there was one thing that I realized. Last year, Pastor Sujin Lee went to Honduras, Grace Lee in Nepal. When I heard their report, I received much grace. Pastor Sujin Lee's visit to Honduras is like a downsized crusade of our senior pastor, right? And what about Pastor Grace Lee? She said, all the souls can be evangelized with the spiritual love. So I came to have a more longing heart for Holy Spirit. And I could learn something from different perspective. The power of recreation of the shepherd has been greater. That's what I realized this time. And we will see the completion of the power of recreation of the shepherd. It will shake the whole world, right? And we will see the explosive works of the Holy Spirit soon. Amen. Before the eruption of a volcano, right? The ground shakes. We can feel it. Can you see what I'm saying? The power of recreation of the shepherd. I'm wondering how it will be manifested amazingly. I believe you will be thrilled as well. Now, this power of recreation is not limited to healing works, but it will also work on our hearts, for sure. And countless souls will come to spirit and the Holy Spirit. So we have to become His true fruits. I got many things to achieve, but I give my heartfelt thanks to the shepherd and Mrs. Bonglim Lee, the president of Mami Prayer Center, and all our church members who prayed for my mission trip and for the members in Malaysia, Penang. And all those who supported the mission trip team. Thank you. So now I will get to the sermon. Senior pastor said, we couldn't come into spirit without demolishing our self-righteousness and frameworks during the conference. And he said, the secret of fast growth in faith was to die every day. In today's scripture, our Lord also said, we cannot come after Him without denying ourselves. Therefore, at this important time where the third stage of takeoff is in earnest, all our Mami members should demolish the remained ego completely and ride on the flow of the Holy Spirit after the shepherd. This is why I prepared this message. Related to this, we can refer to Senior Pastor's sermon entitled Demolish Self-Righteousness and Frameworks, preached on February 14, 2010. Today, I'll deliver the message mainly about denying ourselves. First of all, let's talk about the ego or self. The ego here means all things that we have formed on our own while growing up after being born with traits from our parents. But it contains the sinful nature inherited from parents, and it's mostly made by untruth that we've seen, heard, and put in. So it mostly appears as selfish greed, self-centered thoughts, self-righteousness, and frameworks. The biggest problem of this ego is that because you think of yourself first for whatever you do, truth and goodness becomes weak, while the ego goes strong. So your ego becomes the master, and your ego, as your ego is alive. So the Lord cannot abide in you, and the shepherd cannot abide in you. So our senior pastor always said, we should demolish our ego. We should die. We should empty ourselves, or we should put down ourselves. To deny ourselves means not to recognize something. To deny means to recognize something. Let me tell you again. To deny means not to recognize something. It also refers to consider something's value and existence not true. So denying yourself means putting down everything you fulfilled in the world humbly before God, and turning the thought that you are right to nothing, and acknowledging that you are not right but wrong. So let's delve into ego in more details on how it appears in our daily life. First, the ego comes out as the selfish greed. In the book of Genesis, before Adam and Eve committed sin, a serpent put in the words that their eyes would become bright if they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they could become like God in their mind. The greed came into the heart of Eve. Before it looked normal, but now it changed to look good for food, delightful to the eyes and desirable to make one wise. So likewise, the fundamental motive of the first disobedience and sin of mankind was the selfish greed that motivated the mind to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When Adam and Eve had God and His word only in their hearts, they didn't have ego. But once the greed was motivated or afflicted or stimulated through their thought, the ego appeared and they committed sin after all. Senior pastor emphasized in his lecture on spirit, soul, and body that we need to receive the grace and strength of God and help of the Holy Spirit by fervent prayer to cast off sins. But at the same time, we have to block the lust of the eyes and motivate the sinful nature in us. in order not to be tempted by sin. He said so out of this reason. However, the reason why selfish greed hinders you seriously from coming into spirit is you act following your own benefit more than God's word or goodness, whatever you do. There are people who arm themselves with the word diligently and pray a lot. But at the critical moment, they always think of their own benefit first, and they never do what many give loss to them. Love is not seeking one's own benefit. Goodness is yielding and sacrificing always. If you always think of your own benefit first without suffering loss, how can you pursue the truth? So, please, choose to suffer loss at every matter and always give first. If you received grace, please pay it back at any cost. I'm not saying suffering loss is to decrease, decreasing the efficiency of works. As you can see it from the relationship between Abraham and his nephew Lot, choose to sacrifice yourself and yield and suffer loss if you want to pursue the truth and goodness. Another problem of selfish greed is that it makes you think as you please. For example, when God tells you to do something or in the matter of receiving answers to your prayer, there are people who cannot be grateful or full of the Spirit if it doesn't coincide with what they like. Our way and God's way are different. Our thought and God's thought are different. Even if it doesn't agree with what I want, if I trust God, I can give thanks and rejoice in any situation. This is true faith. However, if you have selfish greed, when it doesn't agree with what you like, you cannot be grateful. Therefore, when you deal with people, when something doesn't agree with your own thought, you do not sacrifice yourself for others. So, please cast off selfish greed completely. Now let's talk about ego. The ego appears as the self-centered thought. In 2013 Church Leaders Conference, Senior Pastor explained with the practical examples of those who couldn't stand on the rock of faith. There were people who were said to be self-centered. Why is it a problem? The truth is, you think of others' position first than yours, and serve them and consider them. So to come into deeper in spirit, although you are not doing any untruth, you gotta speak and act considering others more. Then your level of goodness will become different. Yet, a person of self-centered mind always thinks of himself first, then others. Because he thinks from his position and past judgment, he cannot do good understanding others or their situation. Although he says he's speaking and acting for others, he cannot move their hearts, or they cannot be grateful from the heart. I myself received God's word that I had strong self-centeredness before I came into spirit. God said that I have to think of the Lord, shepherd, and the souls first. From the time on, I tried to think, what would our Lord do in this situation? What would my shepherd do? And to consider the kingdom of God and souls first. Particularly, my judgment was demolished because I tried to think about the heart of the shepherd, and then I came to understand what I couldn't understand before. And later, I came to feel pity on such people. When the other felt untreated, even if I gave 7 or 8 out of 10, I couldn't understand them at first. But when I thought of the heart of the shepherd, I realized that our shepherd would give all 10 out of 10 if the other wants to make peace with him, and I could empty myself more easily. I hope that you can also demolish your self-centeredness completely. Lastly, the ego comes out as self-righteousness and frameworks. Self-righteousness is the thought that I'm right. And frameworks are what such thoughts were hardened. Senior pastor said, we had to demolish these self-righteousness frameworks to come into spirit. Why is that? There may be various reasons, but first of all, those who have strong self-righteousness and frameworks cannot discover themselves. So they cannot admit it when someone points out their fault. Because they have strong pride, they easily become arrogant and mistaken themselves that they are right. Also, there are people who have strong self-righteousness and frameworks while having so many deficiencies of the body. When someone points out that they don't admit it, they rather say, it's not serious. There are people who are worse than me. I'm doing many things well. Why do you have to point out this small thing? Therefore, having many deficiencies of the body is not the problem, but the problem is that they don't admit themselves because of their strong self-righteousness and pride. So related to this, I myself am always impressed by Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. She entered the Holy Spirit a long time ago, and she's going into deeper level, but she puts down all herself and tells us about her shortcomings. So whenever she shares how she received grace, I also received grace. However, listening to her testimony about her wonderful change while having many similar aspects to us, I get highly encouraged. Thank you. Dear brothers and sisters, like Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, you know, I pray that you also cast off thoroughly all the remaining pride, the delusion into thought, delusion, confusion in your thoughts that you are right, and deficiency of the body. Now, let's delve into the reason why you have to deny yourself fundamentally. The first reason is that why we have to deny ourselves is that our thoughts that we are right is not right before God. What is common for people whose ego is strong is that once they think they are right, they don't listen to anyone because of their strong self-righteousness and stubbornness. Another common thing is that they love to argue because they put the importance to know what is right or wrong and to decide on right and wrong. But you need to long for spirit to come into spirit. That's what Senior Pastor said. So longing for spirit is longing for goodness. But those who have self-righteousness like righteousness more than goodness. Yet Joseph, who had a good heart that he planned to marry the Virgin Mary, he decided to, you know, be away from the Virgin Mary, not to disgrace her. When I had strong self-righteousness, I like something accurate and clear than goodness. So I love to argue. And when I had a conversation, my brain says what you said was right, but my heart does not agree. That's what I said a long time ago. But I got a moment that demolished my self-righteousness. One day, someone made a big mistake to me. He was the last person who would do so. So I felt uneasy in my heart. Because I like, you know, something very accurate and clear. So if I did something wrong, I apologize first, even to my own child. But he didn't say sorry, even after he made a big mistake. So I began to feel, you know, a little uncomfortable in my heart. And when I prayed, the Holy Spirit in my heart said, do you surely have to receive his apology to feel comfortable? Isn't it okay to just pass it away? And I was surprised to realize that it was my self-righteousness that I had to receive apology about others' fault. So forgiving others generously is goodness that I couldn't practice before. There are many people like me. I know. The second reason why we have to deny ourselves is that our thoughts can be wrong anytime. The most reason of arguing comes from the thought that they are right. Brothers and sisters, do you think what you see, what you hear, and what you speak are all right? We understand things through our senses, and we make judgment on them. So if God turns His face away, we can make a mistake. We may make mistakes, even though we see, hear, and speak by ourselves. Let me tell you about mistakes in seeing with eyes. A while ago, Senior Deaconess Hyun-suk Cho told us about white and gold striped dress and blue and black striped dress. Let's look at the screen. That's the dress that I'm talking about. During that service, actually that's the same dress, but there are two people recognizing the dress color. Some people recognize with the white and gold striped dress. Raise your hand if it looks like white and gold stripes. White and gold. And raise your hand if you think it is black and blue stripes. That was what happened on Wednesday. Some said, why is it white and gold? It's blue and black. Many people were arguing. However, this is not the matter of who is wrong and who is right. It was only a phenomenon from the difference of sense of sight and perception. Actually, it is a blue and black striped dress. You know, I thought it was white and gold stripes. It became a world issue. Conclusively, many people realized that being different was not being wrong. Psychologically, there is a clear difference between the subjective world that is perceived by mankind and external and physical world. People could confirm it once again through this. Being different is not being wrong. I also had a chance to realize this. On Friday of that week, when I had the United Cell Group meeting of a parish, I checked this fact with members. The one recognized as a white and gold striped dress on Wednesday looked at it when she got home at night again, and it looked as a blue and black dress. The one who saw it as a white gold dress on Wednesday found out that it was a black and blue dress, vice versa. Likewise, it looked differently according to their condition or whether you look at it day or night. It looks different. In other words, I confirmed that I couldn't be confident even about myself. So don't believe in yourself. Only believe in the Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. Let me tell you about my mistake. When my son took an English lecture during the winter vacation, I saw he was talking with a friend. I misunderstood that he was not focusing on the class. So, you know, he got up early and he went to English class and he played in class. So I took him apart from that friend. Later, I found that he seemed uncomfortable, not paying attention to class. So I checked. He was not just talking. He was practicing English with partner.
You know, I thought, you know, he was talking, not studying. What I saw was wrong. So I made a mistake. So I apologized to my son. So, not everything you see is right all the time, okay? The same goes for hearing. It happened when I listened to a sermon in the beginning of this year. I was surely listening to the message carefully without idle thoughts, but the preacher said something differently from what I knew. So I asked the person next to me, and I found the preacher was not saying what I heard. I was not dozing off. So I realized I could also mishear someone saying as much as others. The same goes for mistakes in speaking. We can realize we sometimes speak, sometimes speak through our neck. However, most of us can catch our mistakes in speaking. Sometimes we cannot. But those who have a strong ego think what they see, hear, and say absolutely right. So, if others say no, they feel uncomfortable. We all can make mistakes. If we respect others, we should be able to respect what others see and hear and say, right? All we have to do is, really? I think I misheard. I misspoken. But over trivial thing, we argue. Right? It proves that, you know, we have strong self-ego. But how does our senior pastor do? You know, if someone points that, you know, if someone points that, you know, what senior pastor preached was wrong, although he said was right in most time, because he doesn't have the ego, senior pastor says that he's grateful to that person for being interested in and saying it to him without arguing, okay? Because he thinks there may be something wrong that he thinks right. So if you don't have an ego, you will not argue or fight, but accept it in a good way. How can you do that? Because you think you're also wrong. The third reason why we have to deny ourselves is that we disobey from our thought when we have the ego. 1 Samuel chapter 15, King Saul disobeyed the word of God to destroy Amalekites as he used his own thought. Disobedience of Saul came from all the three aspects that I just explained. He didn't kill all good animals to his eyes, from his thought with greed. Because he thought self-centeredly, he feared people than God's will. So he thought about himself first and disobeyed. He didn't admit his fault out of self-righteousness and frameworks when Samuel the prophet pointed out. He rather made an excuse. After all, he was forsaken. Disobedience is what God hates most. No matter how much you try, because the spiritual realm is operated in the exact order, if you obey, your way will be, you disobey, as you, if you disobey, your way will be blocked spiritually. If you don't repent it, God cannot use you for His kingdom. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you may demolish the ego completely and acknowledge that only the word of the Lord and His goodness are right. The fourth reason why we have to deny ourselves is that we cannot have a good thought if we have ego. I said, the ego comes out as the self-centered thought. Because those who are self-centered have strong selfishness. They cannot have a good thought. Love is seeking others' benefit, and goodness is considering and serving others. In the progress to fulfill love and goodness, if we have strong ego, because our self is more important than others, we easily neglect others without caring.
As we fulfill goodness and love little by little, we begin to care others out. If the self-judgment works strongly, you may never feel others' heart, no matter how hard you try. For example, when someone's ego against what's right too much, you cannot understand them, even if you try. I myself couldn't understand the other. When someone was going too far, there are people that you cannot understand in your life. Why? Because your ego is too strong. Because I thought of the law ahead of anything, I only thought, how could it do so? When I went to ask people of goodness why they could understand it while I couldn't, they said they could understand if they thought in their shoes and in that good way. And I could understand in my mind. I can understand if I think in such a good way. Yet, my heart didn't agree. But then I tried even to force myself to do that, to understand. And I came to have a thought passing like a flash. He might have done so because of this reason. Oh, just a little bit. And I came to understand little by little, like this. My heart of understanding began to grow up from this point on. But meanwhile, when the other went too far, I couldn't understand it completely. But God gave me a word that I couldn't feel the goodness of the shepherd from my self-righteousness and frameworks. As I pondered over these words, I realized that the shepherd would understand and have pity on the person at the same situation, but I couldn't understand the person because I only thought of my position, and I could be demolishing the remained ego in my heart thoroughly. As a result, I began to understand and have pity on the others, even though they were not understandable, because I put myself into his shoes. Now, when I see anyone who cannot do something, I came to think how hard he must feel, and I came to feel pity on him more. Let me conclude this message. Senior pastor kept teaching us, to cast off the ego, to kill the ego, and to demolish and deny the ego. But we cannot cast it off because we think we are right. If we think we are not right, but wrong, and moreover, if we think we are evil, then we can easily cast it off. But actually, we don't do it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 and 8 says, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus in my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ." Senior pastor obeyed only with yes and amen when Father God said to turn even his fulfillment of the 100% of Holy Spirit to nothing, to complete the original power of creation, to lead some of us to deeper level. God says to them to turn what they fulfilled so far to nothing. Even after coming to Spirit, to come into even deeper level of Spirit, we have to forget what we fulfilled in the past. That is, we have to deny ourselves. If you think you are doing well this much after coming into Spirit, you may fall into, stagnancy, and you won't be able to grow in faith anymore. I still find myself, there is ego in me. There were many things, many incidents that even people of spirit have shortcomings and deficiencies, to be tired, to give up. All these things is because of self-ego. There are common things for among those who come into Holy Spirit. They say in common, commonly said, it is the process of denying oneself. There is something in common for those who entered the Holy Spirit. They've reached the great measure of faith when we look at them. But because they have perfect and mature faith, although they do far more labors, they feel sorry that they couldn't do more, comparing to the labor of the shepherd. Even in tough situation, they think of the shepherd and they put down themselves to run forward, thinking their own labor is nothing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through the spiritual space and the floor that was opened by the sacrifice and devotion of the shepherd, many of us stood on the rock and came into Spirit and the Holy Spirit. Yet, we need more people to stand on the rock. Thousands of people on the rock should come out as our shepherd prayed. Also, hundreds of people of Spirit and tens of people of Holy Spirit should come out to become abundant, beautiful fruit of the shepherd. For this, we have to deny ourselves completely. Particularly, if you long for the rock and the Spirit, you have to demolish the thought that you are right. If you think you are right, you must have come into Spirit already. But you couldn't come into Spirit yet. Which means, especially if you don't stand on the rock, then you have to understand that as you say you're right, it's not right. So deny yourself completely. While visiting members, I see many of them longing for Spirit. While they think they are right, they are struggling in fight against themselves because they cannot empty themselves. Some of them say they know they can cast off hatred, but love others if they do 3-day fasting. But they don't do fasting because they don't want to. Someone says she knows her husband will change if she pray earnestly for him with tears, but she doesn't do so because she doesn't want to forgive her husband. Because they are so strong in ego, although the Holy Spirit manages their heart, they cannot put down themselves, but they are being distressed. I would like to share my testimony. By the strong inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I offered 12-day fasting at the end of year 2013. After the fasting, I was expecting much higher measure of faith. However, it was increased only by 1.1%. So it was 70.10% in the third level of faith. I fasted 12 days, and there was a 1.1% increase. So how many days do I have to fast? More than 300 days. That was my calculation. My fasting was okay, but what was the problem? And there was one thought passed my mind. I remembered that I once judged the other from the thought that I was right, which was still in me. There was a person whose way of speaking and acting I usually didn't like. I was passing judgment on that person, thinking, why does he do so? He must not do that. If I truly long for Spirit, I must have focused on Spirit only with the heart of earnestness. But while I was saying I long for Spirit, I was so arrogant from the thought that I was right. I realized it and repented of it thoroughly with tears. And my heart changed. An amazing thing happened. Before, I saw and heard what I didn't want to, even if I try not to. But I didn't see or hear them any longer. After a few months, I found he was changed. Then I felt so sorry, thinking it was all my fault. If I changed earlier, he must have changed already. Since then, I've changed in everything that I realized by the works of the original voice so that I could come into Spirit quickly. Then, whenever I realized something, I was able to change. It was the work of the original voice. Brothers and sisters, let's deny ourselves.
The ego, the self, appears as selfish greed, self-centered thought, self-righteous frameworks. The reasons why we have to deny ourselves is first, it's not right to think we are right before God. Second, because we may not be right but wrong in any matter. Third, we disobey the word by using our own thought. Fourth, because we can never pursue goodness with self-centered mind. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that we all may deny ourselves to pursue the truth and goodness only, so that we can ride on the flow of the Holy Spirit and change quickly to be greatly used for the third stage of takeoff. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick parts of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and GCN TV in branch churches or local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and the burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, and their servants, all go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and unseparating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized.
protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.